Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection, a tale of four unforgettable people by an award-winning Canadian playwright, and a reading featuring a super sleuth are two of the offerings this season by Lost and Found Theatre. Kathleen Sheehy, a founding member and current artistic director of Lost and Found Theatre, is on the phone with us tonight to talk about what's in store for the company's 11th season. But first, let's listen to Forever Rain from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD.
You are good, you are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, you are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, you are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life, in you death has lost its sting. Oh, I'm running to your eyes.
With Kathleen Sheehy. Good evening, Kathleen.
Good evening.
So I guess we're still looking at the 10th season here.
That's right.
How's it been going this year for Lost and Found Theatre?
Well, it's been going pretty well. We had a good season opening with Naked by Kitchener playwright Lee Daniel at the Conrad Center, and have done a few things since then. We did the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a staged reading up at the university. And that was a lot of fun.
Now,
we had a great time with that one.
Was that the old radio play scripts, or was that based on the book?
It was the old radio play, the BBC radio play scripts.
Yes, I remember when it was turned into the original series,
mm-hmm.
which was just, it was incredible.
Yeah, we just had a great time. We found, Alan Sapp of our company, found some great students at UW to read some of the roles. And then he and another guy in our company, Brad Cook, were involved. And Nick Storing, who is originally from Kitchener, he's now based in Toronto. He's a composer and a multi-instrumentalist, and he did the music and sound effects live.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Good. I always love Marvin.
Yeah.
What looking back on these past 10 years, what have been some of the highlights for the company?
Well, whenever anybody asks me about a highlight, I always think of Gary Kirkham's play Falling Awake, which we did, I think it was in 2007. I'm pretty sure that's when we did that one. That was one of Gary's first full-length plays. He'd also written Queen Millie of Galt, which opened the King Street Theatre Center back in 2001. But Falling Awake, a completely different story inspired by the bombing of the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland. Gary's best friend was on that flight. So anyhow, the play has nothing to do, really, with that. It was just inspired by that, but it does involve a plane exploding over a farm in nowhere, Ontario, and just a passenger falls into the backyard of Harold and Elsie, a couple that live on this isolated farm. Of course, the passenger has not survived the fall. And just what happens as a result of that incident, it's just a beautiful, beautiful play. So I absolutely loved doing that show, and we're very proud of the fact that we launched a play that's been done in various places in Canada and the United States. It's been in Hudson, New York, and Chicago, Illinois, and it's been translated into Italian. So that's a highlight.
Now, any personal highlights, like just for you as an individual, as one of the members of the troupe?
Well, that one, just because of the role of Elsie, is somebody I've just never been able to shake her. She's just been a wonderful influence for me. Just seeing the company evolve over the years. You know, some people, unfortunately, moved out of town, so we lost some of our dear ensemble members, like Mike Pang and Kate Holt and Andrew Lagan, who all relocated out west. But then we've absorbed some new people like Brad Cook and Terry Barna and Christy Ziss. So it's really exciting to see the way somebody will leave and then somebody else will come in and bring a different set of strengths and gifts to the company. So that's been good. Change is always challenging, but generally I'd say it's pretty good.
Well, what have been some of the challenges over the years for Lost and Found Theater?
Well, of course, finances are always a challenge, and we're not alone in the arts world in saying that. I'd say everybody would agree with me on that one. So just finding the financing to carry on. All of us have to have other jobs as well, so then we run into a time crunch as well, just trying to figure out how we can schedule rehearsals around the fact that we have other things to pay the bills going on at the same time. So those are two big challenges. Another big challenge in this area is performance space. There's just not enough performance space in Kitchener-Waterloo. And that's been a challenge. I have no idea where we're going to do our fall show.
Well, looking at that, I mean, what keeps the company going? What keeps you looking at some of those type of things? The time constraints, the finances, the lack of performance spaces. What keeps you wanted do what you're doing?
Well, you'd probably get a slightly different answer depending on who in the company you spoke with. But for some of us, and I would include myself in this, we feel that as artists, this is a talent God's given us. And it's what we are compelled to do. It's if I really thought I could do something else and really get a sense of satisfaction, I probably would do it. But I feel really strongly that this is what God's put in my heart and in my abilities to do, and so I'm pretty compelled to keep finding a way to do it. And I'd say some of us, there are other people in the company who would say the same thing, and then some of the folks in the company who don't necessarily share the same faith base would just say, and of course I'm just putting words in people's mouths here, but they're just really committed to their art. They love being able to exercise their craft. They want to give it away to their communities, and I think that's what keeps driving us, because it certainly isn't that we're getting rich and famous on it.
We're always going through that starving artist period of our career.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when it's going to end.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned that part of the motivation in all of this is that this is what you feel God's called you to do, and some of the company members are that's their motivation. There's a really interesting genesis behind Lost and Found Theater, and some of our listeners might not have heard about it before. Can you sort of give us that real quickie version of how you guys got started?
Sure. We Lost and Found evolved out of Theater and Company, which was the resident professional company in Kitchener for, I don't know, 20-some years. And Theater and Company, in turn, evolved out of Youth with a Mission. There used to be a Youth with a Mission base in Cambridge at the old Grandview. It was a prison for young girls in Cambridge. It's been torn down now. But that was a Youth with a Mission base that had a focus on the arts. And theater and company started on that base and then gradually relocated to its own performance space in Kitchener at the Water Street Theater. And then we did a capital campaign to build the King Street Theater Center, which is now the Conrad Center for the Performing Arts, right on King Street next to the Children's Museum, the museum. And we moved into there in 2001. So, and then that company went through a lot of difficult evolutions and changes, and some of us felt we really needed to leave, and so we moved on and ended up starting Lost and Found Theater. We didn't leave with the idea of starting another company, but we left and thought, you know, we still like working together. Let's put on a show. So we created a play called Radio Leacock, and people came, and we've been doing stuff ever since. And then in the meantime, in 2008, Theater and Company ceased operations. So that's kind of in a nutshell where we came from.
Great. Well, what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our guest, Lost and Found Theater Artistic Director Kathleen Sheehy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save.
You've been listening to Mighty to Save, from John Bauer's Roots of Worship CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Kathleen Sheehy. You're almost finishing up. You're getting into the last few performances for your 10th anniversary season, and the next production is Daniel McIver's How It Works. Tell us a little bit about that play.
How It Works. It's a four-actor play, and it focuses on the 19-year-old Brooke, who is a girl with a lot of troubles, and she's currently battling a drug addiction. And her parents have recently divorced, but they're still on fairly good terms, and her father gets into a relationship with a really feisty woman from West Jador. This all takes place in Halifax. Anyhow, the new woman in the dad's life is recognizes a kindred spirit in Brooke and wants to try to reach out to her and help her to tell her story, because she believes that something something has occurred that Brooke needs to be able to speak out. And in telling her story, Brooke will begin a path to healing. So that's kind of what the play, that's sort of like the trajectory of the play. It sounds pretty heavy, but actually it's got tons of humor in it. And we're really excited because we're partnering with Community Justice Initiatives on this. They're going to be involved in our preview and also be participating in some post-show talkbacks, because a lot of their programs deal with people, especially younger people, who are going through various kinds of struggles and just need this kind of intervention. And they really believe in the power of telling your story to start you on a healing path. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this play. I think it's going to be great.
Well, and I'm familiar with CGI and some of the work that they've done and their whole history, too, in restorative justice. So it sounds like a neat partnership. But, I mean, this is the second time you've done a Danny McIver play. And I think the last one was Marion Bridge in 2006. What is it about McIver's material that attracts the company and sort of drew you to this particular play?
Well, actually, it was Theater and Company that did Marion Bridge, and that was after we had left. So it wasn't really a programming choice that Lost and Found members were actively involved in. That said, MacGyver's work has evolved pretty significantly over the years, and not everybody's happy with that. Like, a lot of people really liked his sort of more off the wall, edgier stuff that he wrote in the earlier parts of his career, and we like to challenge our audiences, but we have to pick our challenges. So I think the kind of stuff that MacGyver's writing now, he still takes a quirky look at it, and he still tackles some difficult stuff head on. And our motto is, we give you something to talk about. So if people aren't leaving the theater discussing what they've just seen, then we feel like we've drop the ball somehow. So I think MacGyver gives us a lot to work with as actors, and a lot for the audience to engage with and mull over with each other as they're leaving.
And it sounds too, like with some of the stuff you're going to be doing with Community Justice Initiatives, that's going to even add to that conversation?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we get fairly good participation from our patrons in post-show things, because they want to extend their experience of what they just saw. So if we bring in somebody to just help to debrief and raise a few more issues or questions and chat about things, people really respond to that. They really like that.
So who are some of the cast members that are taking part in this one?
Well, we've got Richard Quinnell playing Al, the dad, and Catherine Mills, who we've worked with before with some other companies, with Asphalt Jungle Shorts, but Catherine's never worked with Lost and Found, so this is her debut with the company. She plays Al's ex-wife. Christy Ziff, who's becoming very well-known to our audiences, plays the new girl, the new woman in Al's life, Christine. And also debuting with the company is Heather Bresden, who was last seen locally on stage as Anne Shirley in KWMP's Anne of Green Gables. And we love it when we get a chance to work with a young emerging artist. And she brings a lot of fantastic energy to this play.
Well, looking at that whole aspect of young artists and working with young artists, what is it about working with someone who's just sort of starting out that is, I mean, it can be a challenge on the one hand, because you've got someone who may not have the experience, but on the other hand, it's somebody who's coming in new, fresh. What is it about working with an emerging artist that's attractive?
It's a different kind of give and take. There's always a flip side to every coin. We feel that the fact that we operate primarily as an ensemble is one of our strengths, because we click really quickly and things start to happen really quickly because we have that base among ourselves. On the other hand, you don't want to get complacent and never have anything that shakes you up. So if you have somebody who's new to the company, especially if they're a lot younger than, because our company all tends to be, we're all like 40s and up for the most part, with a couple of exceptions. It's just great to have that different kind of energy, somebody who brings a lot to the table. Like Heather recently graduated from, I believe she's a graduate of the Randolph Academy in Toronto. So she's got all this stuff that she's been learning and looking for opportunities to exercise. And so she's going to be bringing a lot to us, and then we feel that we can give a lot to her just from our experience base. So it's just a fantastic give and take.
Looking at that and moving on from there, you've also got another reading coming up in May, A Requiem for Sherlock Holmes. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is really an interesting piece. It's an American piece. It's an American playwright, and he's been workshopping it. I don't know if he has yet done a full production of it, but he's been workshopping it quite a bit in New York City. And he's got the blessing of the Arthur Conan Doyle, I don't know if it's a foundation, whoever it is that controls the rights of those stories. They've approved of all this. So it kind of takes the story beyond where Holmes was left off. So all the usual characters are in it, you know, the usual nemesis, and then there's other people that are involved. It's been a while, frankly, Robert, since I've read the script, so I'm kind of grasping at straws here. I don't really remember a whole lot about it, but it's going to be really an interesting piece to present as a reading. It's obviously, since it's based on a book, it's very literary, so it lends itself well to a reading kind of setting. For anybody who's a Sherlock Holmes fan, I think they'll get a huge kick out of it.
And there's been a little bit of revival on with Sherlock. I mean, there's the new BBC series Sherlock, which is just incredible with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Right.
And then the American version.
I'm hoping that's going to help us out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, and then the American version Elementary, which I'm not that much of a fan of. But you've got this whole revival of almost a revival of Sherlock Holmes stuff. Do you think that's going to be an attraction to this piece?
Well, I hope so. I like to think it will be. There's a diehard Holmes fan base out there, and that's why you keep seeing different television series and whatnot coming up to build on that. So and then the fact that there is this BBC one that's really hot right now. I'm hoping people are going to come out and just see what we have to offer. We're going to be doing it at the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery in their community space there, which holds about 50, 60 people. So I'm hoping we get a full house.
Great. Well, we're going to take one final break and then come right back and wrap up our conversation with Lost and Found Theater Artistic Director Kathleen Sheehy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have the mercies for me every day. Your love never fails.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Your Love Never Fails from the Roots of Worship CD by John Bauer. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Kathleen Sheehy. You're looking at, you're coming to the end of season 10. What have you got, what are you looking at for season 11?
Well, it's still up in the air. As I mentioned earlier, we're not even sure we have a venue yet for our fall show. So we have a couple of different plays that we're looking at. We're looking at one piece called Freud's Last Session, which is just a fascinating play that supposes that C.S. Lewis and Freud had a session together, not a psychoanalytic session, but that Freud has invited Lewis to come to his study just to discuss their worldviews. And it's really fascinating. It happens in 1939, right as England is getting sucked into the war. So you hear snatches of the radio recordings of Neville Chamberlain and King George. And anyhow, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping that's going to work out. That's one piece we're considering. And other than that, we're kind of up in the air with some other pieces. It really depends on where we find a place to perform.
Other than the aspect of trying to find a place to perform, what goes into the thought process of the company to say, we're going to choose this particular play to do?
One thing we always look for is some element of some sort of a redemptive quality, not necessarily in the religious sense, although I don't even like the word religious, but I think you know what I mean. But we always look for something where the characters experience a revelation of some kind, or they turn onto a path that's going to be ultimately leading them out of whatever conflict or mire that they're enmeshed in right now. So that's something we always look for. And we really like it when a play leaves people with questions, because if that way they're engaging and with each other and within themselves to really examine and explore and make some choices and some decisions. So that's the kind of, it's a tall order to find plays that do that. But that's what we're always looking for.
Great. Well, that's about all the time we have for tonight. And I just want to say thank you again. But just before we go, if people are interested in finding out more about Lost and Found Theater and what the productions that are going on, where can they do that?
The best place to watch is our website, lostandfoundtheater.ca.
Great. Well, Kathleen, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Kathleen Sheehy. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.salawministries, that's salawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@salawministries, that's salawministries.ca. Or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, SELAW13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.